America is in crisis as anger erupts across the country and police crack down, while a deadly pandemic continues to fill ICUs as it leaves tens of millions of people jobless. This is the biggest moment of civil unrest since the 1960s, as protests over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody turn violent and become about so much more. The National Guard, which the U.S. has deployed in recent decades to Afghanistan and the Middle East, swept through Midwestern neighborhoods, ordering Americans to stay inside. Meanwhile, the coronavirus and the economic crisis of historic proportions have taken the heaviest toll on Black and brown populations.
Let me hear y'all say that. Prosecute killer cops.
Prosecute killer cops.
Prosecute killer cops.
That's from Los Angeles, where the National Guard was also deployed. Overnight, the mayor there declared a state of emergency. Here in Washington, people threw bricks at buildings in the pandemic-deserted downtown and looted a few businesses. A second night of protests at the White House drew 1,000 people, some of them throwing bottles and fireworks at Secret Service and U.S. Park Police surrounding the grounds. There were also fireworks in Atlanta.
George Floyd!
That from Baltimore, where Freddie Gray also died after being in police custody in 2015. Six officers were charged in his death, three were acquitted, and charges on the other three were dropped. And in Philadelphia, under a curfew, people smashed police cars. And as you can hear, there were also calls for nonviolence.
We are not here to fight them.
And let's go to Minneapolis now, where we've got NPR's Adrian Florido. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
Not only did we see protests all across the country last night, we saw a very heavy police response as well as National Guard response. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, the National Guard's been activated in several states, including California, Ohio, Georgia, and here in Minnesota, where I am, as well as in Washington, D.C. So in many cities, we saw not only police in riot gear facing off against protesters, but also troops riding through the streets in military vehicles.
In addition to those large number of troops and police, what about the tactics they're using?
There's been a lot of criticism of their tactics. People have been posting videos of protesters being tear gassed, hit with rubber bullets, attacks on journalists. In New York, there's video of a police cruiser driving into protesters, a video that Mayor Bill de Blasio called upsetting. But even with this massive response, police around the country have struggled to take control. There were violent clashes with police in Chicago, chaotic protests in New York and Salt Lake City. One person killed in Indianapolis. In L.A., as you mentioned, the mayor issued a curfew order and deployed the National Guard. And other cities have the National Guard on standby, hoping to prevent the kind of damage that we've seen here in Minneapolis.
And there's been mass arrests and injuries on both sides with police and protesters. What was it like last night in Minneapolis?
Well, over the last few days, police had been completely unable to control the looting and rioting on the streets here. And so large swaths of the city burned because the police and firefighters in many instances didn't even try to respond. But last night, things were different. Police were out in full force patrolling the streets with the help of the National Guard, and they were determined to take control of the streets. They used tear gas here, too. They used rubber bullets and police lines to disperse protesters still really furious over George Floyd's killing and police violence in general. And I can tell you, Lulu, that police mostly did take control here. There was very little damage reported last night to businesses and other property. And I don't believe any major fires reported in Minneapolis last night either.
So what's happening there? Do you think the unrest is subsiding?
It's hard to say. Things still feel very tenuous here. Many people are still furious, like I said, over what the police did to George Floyd. And though many people did obey the city's 8 p.m. curfew last night, many did not. Listen to what this young man named Q Henderson, who I spoke with last night, said. He was marching with a group of about 100 people peacefully but angrily at around 10 o'clock, 2 hours after the curfew took effect.
I think the curfew is a bunch of... I don't think it should be implemented in the first place. It's just to keep people inside and stopping them from protesting. It's important for everyone to unite and keep on fighting.
The calls for justice for George Floyd and for an end to police violence have not subsided. And so it seems that protests are definitely going to continue, but whether they'll turn violent again, it's hard to say.
And I imagine just a lot of people in Minneapolis are on edge, wondering what's going to come next.
Definitely. In fact, in a lot of neighborhoods, residents have been blocking off their streets. I went around to various neighborhoods yesterday and saw that. And I also met a man named Chris Wiley, who was standing behind a barricade at the end of his street because he said that over the last few days, police and firefighters had not responded to calls for help when people had set fires on his street.
So that's why I said, I'm putting up the barrier. Y'all ain't coming down our block terrorizing nothing. If you don't live on this block, I'm sorry, go left or right. That's how we doing it. We got to police ourselves. We got to make sure my block is cool because ain't nobody else doing it. Police ain't coming. Firefighters ain't come here. Nothing.
Another sign, Lulu, of the unease among people here is that businesses have just shut down, almost all of them. And on some streets, you can drive for miles and see only boarded up businesses. They've all been boarded up.
That's NPR's Adrian Florido in Minneapolis. Thank you so much.
Thank you.